We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, Tshuvot B'Tshuvot HaVedat, Chelek Vav, Tanai Siman Che. This is a build-off of something he had in Chelek Aleph. In Chelek Aleph, he had a point, he says, that you're not supposed to stand for the Aseret HaDibrot in Kriyat HaTorah. Meaning, if for the entire Kriyat HaTorah regularly you sit, so then for the Aseret HaDibrot, you sit as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But what if you're in the Beit Knesset where they stand? They're not following that din. What should you do? What should you do? Because if everyone's standing and you're sitting, that doesn't look right. So first of all, what's the din? The din right is the Gemara in Brachot Yudbet, that it's not about reading the Aseret HaDibrot, but it used to be that they wanted to include the Aseret HaDibrot in Shacharit every day. At the end of Shacharit, the middle of Shacharit, you should say the Aseret HaDibrot each and every day. And Chachamim said no. That's a bad idea. Mipnei tar'omet haminim. Because you don't know what the people who don't believe will say. Rashi explains that people may come to think, you know why you say the Aseret HaDibrot every day? Those are the real ones. That's really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the stuff, that's not important. Yerushalmi says this explicitly. Mipnei ta'anat haminim shelo yamru elu levadad inu l'moshe b'sinai. People may think, you know why you say it every day? Those are the only ones that are really what Hashem wants. The rest of the stuff, no. Some yes, some no, it doesn't really matter. So Chazal said, don't say that every day. And the Rambam in the Tshuva. Now you have to remember, the Rambam wrote a bunch of different books. The Rambam, the earliest thing he wrote was the commentary on the Mishnah. It was written originally in Arabic. His most famous sefer is the Mishneh Torah, the Yad HaChazakah, written in Hebrew. He also has, and that's the most famous. He now also has Tshuvot. People asked him questions, he responded. Now, those were not always available, historically speaking. We'll see the Chidah did not have access to them. They were dug up later on. But there's a Tshuva of the Rambam, and they're published in different editions. It's very annoying. There are a lot of editions of the Tshuvot. They're not all the same. But okay, he was asked, based on this Gemara, he says, therefore you should not stand for the Aseret HaDibrot. He said there was a custom that when you got up to the Aseret HaDibrot in Shul, they would make an announcement, everybody would get up, Kavod, Aseret HaDibrot, everybody stand up. He says, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. It's the same concern. People will think, you know why you're standing for the Aseret HaDibrot? That's the only thing that's really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest, you see, you're not taking it seriously. Therefore, it's not Min HaShamayim. The only thing Min HaShamayim is the Aseret HaDibrot. And therefore, he says, you should sit. And he says, and if you tell me, but what are you going to do? The minhag already is to stand. The Rambam writes, that's stupid. Why? If you see some people are healthy and some people are sick, and you want everybody to be equal, so you're going to take the healthy people and make them sick? So that everyone will all be equal? No, you take the sick people and make them healthy. The fact that they're doing something wrong doesn't mean that we should also do wrong. Teach them the right way. Don't continue to, the Rambam is a teacher. So, don't continue to buy into the silliness. Cancel it. And he says that was the minhag in lots of different places. He says there's a Gemara that has a comment that people like to quote. Minhag mevatel halakha. The minhag cancels halakha. He says, yeah, you got to read the Gemara. That Gemara is talking about in monetary transactions. If the custom in your location is to pay ahead of time, you can't say, no, we are going to pay it. You got to follow, when it comes to Dinei Mamonot, you have to follow the local customs. Meaning you can't say, no, I'm not going to, we shook on the deal. If you shake on the deal on 47th Street in the Diamond District in New York, that's done. That's the deal. You owe him money. That's the minhag. That's minhag mevatel halakha. When it comes to Dinei Mamonot, people like to quote that. He says it's not relevant at all. He says, okay, fine. So that you shouldn't do it. But what are you going to do? There's a Beit Knesset where they do it, or the Ashkenazim do this. So there's a Mamar Chazal in a sefer called Derech Eretz Zuta. Derech Eretz Rava, Derech Eretz Zuta are called Masechtos Ktanot. They were added on, they're published in the end of the Shas after Seder's Nizikim, different brightos and different things that were collected, written later. Okay. It says, "Lo yadam yosef ben haumdim, v'lo omed ben hayoshvim." Klaloso davar ayshe adam minhag abriot. You shouldn't be standing when everyone's sitting. Sitting when everyone's standing, you should fit in. So, okay, but if they're all standing for the Aseret HaDibrot, and you're going to sit, it looks like you're mezalzel. Meaning, if we're all sitting for Aseret HaDibrot, that's fine. But if everyone's standing and I'll sit, because the Rambam said sit, it looks like I'm being mezalzel. I'm not taking this seriously. It looks like I'm not taking the whole thing properly. So what do you do? Says the Gemara that the Chida quotes. The Rav Chida says, there's a Gemara in Megillah, that in a certain place, we talked about yesterday, about Nefilat HaPaim, where they would do Tachanun, they would lay on the ground, they would put their heads down. There was a certain place in Bavel that they did it, and Rav, who was one of the rabbis there, he did not. Everyone went down, and he did not. So the Gemara says, why not? He says, why? Shehaitalef and every special of Anim, because he used to not just lay on it, put his head down on his arm, he used to lay flat on the ground. And since in that shul there was stone, you're not allowed to lay flat on stone as a type of tefillah that you're not allowed to do because it's too similar to Beit HaMikdash. So he said, what do you want me to do? My minhag is to lay flat. I can't lay flat here because it's stone, so I'm not going to do anything. Okay? But why not do like everybody else? So what ended up happening? He ended up sitting up straight, and everybody else ended up putting their heads down. So, no, isn't that exactly what you're not supposed to do? So, he says, Elias Lamar, Shazesh Shemru Yosef Ben Omdim, everyone's doing something and he's different. Zeuk Shen Lotam, when you're just being like, you're all doing this, and I don't care. I'm just going to do whatever I want. That you're not allowed to, but if he had a good reason, he would normally do, Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, but he can't, and he's sure to alright, to have a maskit. So when you have a good reason, so this rule doesn't apply. You have a good reason, so that rule doesn't apply. This rule of Chazal is don't be different. Like try to fit in, try to see when everything seems fine and dandy. But when there's good reason not to, so then there's good reason not to. Now Rav Avadia, it doesn't pass Rav Avadia the irony that the Chida is the one who seems to justify. They're all standing to the Aseret HaDibrot. You're allowed to sit. The Rambam said sit because if you stand, it looks like you're being meaning, forget what people might think. What am I going to come to think? If I stand to the Aseret HaDibrot, I may come to take it more seriously. I shouldn't give kavod to one section of Torah more than another section of Torah. All sections of Torah are equally important. The Chida himself, though, elsewhere, justifies the minhag to stand. He's like, yeah, I don't know, but okay, it's Aseret HaDibrot, Am Yisrael at Har Sinai stood. We stand, we're sort of mimic. The Chida himself defends it. So what are you going to do? The Chida is the one who says you can sit, but he's the one who defends you should stand. So Rav Avadia says, yeah, but if you look at the Chida, you look, he never quotes the Tshuva of the Rambam. He never even mentions. Now the Chida quotes everybody. The Chida was the collector. He went around collecting money for the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, but whenever he went, he collected the books in that location. He has Sfarim that nobody had access to before. He never quotes this Rambam. It sounds like he never had access. Now, if you look in the Asdamana, this Tshuva Rambam, they tell you when they found it, it was after the Chida already passed away. The Chida never saw the Rambam. Rav Avadia says, if the Chida would have seen the Tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam says, don't stand up, so then, he would have for sure have said, you should not stand up. So Rav Avadia says, what are you going to do? So if everyone's standing, you can sit, you're perfectly allowed to sit. But what are the people around you going to think? They don't know anything. They don't know. They're going to be like, what's he doing? He's sitting a Aseret HaDibrot. Not right. Everyone else who doesn't know this tshuva is going to be like, it's not right. So what are you going to do? You don't want to, you'll cause a chilul Hashem. So he says you can do one of two things. You can do a couple of different things. He goes, you can stand up for the whole Torah. Stand up for the whole Kriyat Torah. You're allowed to do that. If you're standing up for the whole Parshat Yitro, whole Parshat Etchanan, so then no one's going to be like, oh, you stood for the Aseret HaDibrot. No, I'm standing for the Parashah. Why? I'm tired today. I'm standing. Or stand for the whole Aliyah. So sometimes you give the Rabbi, you give it to Talmid Chacham. The Aliyah, everybody's standing anyway, so you sort of get around it, right? You sort of get around it. Stand for the whole Aliyah. Find some excuse to stand anyway, but don't sit. And when he gets up to the thing, then stand up. If you have to stand up, because that seems to be the local custom, and if they look at you, and you sit, and the din is you're allowed to sit, and people are going to come to be mizalzel, so then find some excuse to stand up from before. Stand up for the whole parasha. on Shavuot morning, I highly recommend standing for the whole parasha, because otherwise I fall asleep. So I stand for the whole parasha Shavuot morning, not for this chumrah, but otherwise I fall asleep. But on Parashat Yitro, Parashat Vet Chanan, find some, if you're in here, it's not a problem. Here we sit. But if you're by the Ashkenazim, so find some excuse to stand for the whole Aliyah to get around this problem so it doesn't look like you're Mizalzel, even though you're doing the right thing by sitting.